second hour.
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
October 1981.
An unknown musician named Prince opens for the Rolling Stones at Los Angeles Coliseum, and the Stones are on the charts this month.
Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives. Artie's Time Warp. Dream big. 25 years of top 40 hits.
How about some rockabilly? We can do that because Juice Newton is on your radio in October of 1981. Taking a wink at TV on Monday nights in October of 81, we're watching That's Incredible, Private Benjamin, and The Two of Us, plus Monday Night Football and MASH. We're catching House Calls and Lou Grant. In an episode of WKRP, Herb Tarlick's wife is asked what the Tarlick family watches on TV, and she takes a jab at the show that leads the ratings in WKRP's time slot.
We next catch up with the Tarlick family that night after dinner.
Fat? You calling me fat?
No, you're not fat.
Lucille?
Let's say you're
yes, Phil?
Does your family watch a lot of television?
It's all of time. Oh, honey, that's not so. We do watch a little.
Are you careful what you allow the children to watch?
Yes, indeed we are.
For instance?
Well, we only allow them to watch wholesome family entertainment.
Like what?
Well... The Little House on the Prairie. Now, that's a fine, wholesome show. It's about blind children out west. And every week they have a fire or someone gets an incurable disease. We enjoy it very much.
Thanks, Lillian. I still think it's bad.
Atlanta composer Jim Ellis hadn't yet written the lyrics to the closing theme from WKRP when he sang some nonsense words to give an idea of how the theme would sound. Then it was reasoned that CBS would have an announcer talking over the credits anyway and that no one would actually hear the lyrics. So here's the extended closing theme from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
Thank you.
We'll continue in 2 minutes in October of 81.
Artie's Time Warp, the best music on record.